from Houston. Mark, you're on WWL. Hey, Mark.
Hey, I can't believe I'm listening to this, but I'm trying. I'm trying to understand you guys. Listen, the whole MAGA movement really started with the Tea Party back in Ron Paul's day. But the MAGA really got kicked in the gear when Trump harnessed that understanding that MAGA is being lied to by the media, by the corporate media, have been lying long before Joe Biden ever lost his mind or whatever happened to him, way before that, even before the election. And I'm sorry, but the majority of Americans did vote for Trump, and we
Look, I got to just correct you. The majority of voting Americans did not vote for Trump.
There you go.
Yeah,
you go. There's one more.
It's not, you know, sorry, I don't mean to interject myself
you can't say that. You make it seem like there's an overwhelming majority that voted for Trump, and that is factually not true. I'm not making
it up.
Oh,
we're here.
A majority, it's a plurality. Words matter, and those two terms mean two different things. That's all.
We're not going to go away after Trump. We're still going to believe what we believe long after Trump.
It's okay. You can do that. I mean, I'm not telling you can't believe what you want to believe.
But you think we're a cult. Well, I'm not a cult. There's no cult about it. I love my country. I like what Donald Trump is trying to do for this country.
All right. Well, you can, this is America. You can like that if you want to. But when he starts to threaten freedom of speech or when he lies, I'm going to report it. And you can like the lies if you want to. You can like that. This is America.
He received several hundreds of different intel reports, all right? They come and they go, and you have to...
Look, Mark, you don't know any more than I know, and it sounds like you have been tuned in to the conservative echo... What?
No, thank you.
Oh, okay.
For telling me that I don't know any more than you.
Well,
more than I do.
It sounds like you've been locked into the conservative echo chamber, and you're told things that aren't true. Like a majority of Americans voted for Trump. That's simply not true. But it makes it seem like there's this overwhelming majority that wanted Trump in office, and that's not factually true.
I don't know how he won then.
Okay. He won because he got more votes than Kamala Harris, but he didn't get a majority. But he won. He won a fair election. Nobody's taking that away from him.
And so because we voted for him, we're the cult?
Well, there are cult-like things. There are cult-like things about MAGA followers. Maybe you're not one of them, but there are cult-like things about MAGA followers. If you look up the definition of a cult and apply it to some of the MAGA supporters, then, you know, you're going to see some parallels there. Mark, I got to move on. And look, I'm not telling you you can't believe what you want to believe, because you have every right to believe what you want to believe. I appreciate you tuning in from Houston, but on this show, we tell the truth. And when Donald Trump says something that is not true, when Donald Trump unfairly bashes the media, we're going to call him out. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870.
I think I'm the one that used the word cult first today, so maybe part of this is on me to clean up. And look, to be clear, I'm not saying that you can't be MAGA and also not be a patriot and also not care about this country and love this country and want it to do well. What is cult-like is this function where if there is information that does not fit in to a MAGA person's like perfect, comfortable expectations, their worldview, it doesn't help their political project, it doesn't make them feel good, it's dismissed. That is true for every policy question, every political debate. It's even true about breaking news stories. The guy that shot the Democrats in Minnesota, you know, he's kind of MAGA. He voted for Trump. He said MAGA stuff on social media all the time. He's a conservative, anti-choice, evangelical preacher. They could not handle hearing that. They had to make up these other stories because they got to go right to what is useful to me. What helps me in this moment? What protects my feelings? Even if it is wrong, it's a disgusting lie. Even if it hurts me, they don't care. That is cult behavior.
Well, it's also cult behavior in believing whatever is said, even though it's not true. Do you remember David Koresh and the Branch Davidians in Waco, Texas? Those people believed everything David Koresh said, even though it was wrong. They believed everything he said. They got caught up in a cult. So there are aspects of being a MAGA supporter that are cult-like.